I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Good morning, and welcome to the Win the Morning Podcast. Today's topic is this. 6 hours of being sick. So yesterday I woke up. I was like, I feel a little bit under the weather, but whatever. So I went dirt biking, not because I was a little bit under the weather, but just because I already had that scheduled, just to clarify. But anyway, I went dirt biking and I was like, I'm feeling a little bit sick. I'm like, this, you know, I don't get sick like ever. Like I very rarely get sick. And I was like, dude, I'm going on a blitz tomorrow, which was today. I'm leaving right now. And I'm like, dude, I do not want to get sick for this. I do not want to get sick. And so anyway, go ride dirt bikes. And it started to get more and more, you know, just feeling more and more aches and pains. I'm like, dude, I freaking am sick, dude. I got it. They got me. They got me. I'm sick. So I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? What do I do? I'm like, okay, how can I accelerate getting through this faster? So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go get an IV. I went to the whatever, the shop or the store or the place that you get IVs done. They freaking stick a needle in me, pump me full of vitamins, and I'm like, heck yeah, this is gonna help. As soon as I leave, I feel like 10 times worse. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I am just sick. I'm like, I texted the people I'm going with. I'm like, guys, I might have to come a few days later and wait for this to pass, because like I don't want to get other people sick and whatever. And I was like really upset about it, really frustrated. And that night, right before we went to bed, my wife was sick too. I said, you just watch. We're going to wake up and we're going to feel better. We're going to wake up and we're going to feel better. And that night, like, not to give too much information, but I freaking sweat my balls off all night. Like literally, I woke up and I was like, it felt like somebody just peed the bed, because I was so much sweat in our bed. I'm like, oh my gosh, gross. So like I got up anyway, and I fixed the situation, got back into bed, and woke up the next morning. I feel 90% better. I still feel a little bit sick, but I feel 90% better. And so like the lesson to me is like what we think is important. Now, who knows, right? Probably if I didn't say, hey, I'm going to wake up and feel better, I probably still would have woken up and feel better. Probably just a coincidence, right? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I know that the story that we tell ourselves is important. The story that we tell ourselves is important. If we're constantly like, oh my gosh, this is going to ruin my life, this is going to... And we start to attach these bigger stories to what's happening, it'll affect us in a big way. Like, and we do this all the time. It's like, oh, I'm sick, this is going to ruin my blitz. Oh, I'm not going to make any money this blitz because of I'm sick now. So now this whole thing's screwed up. And that's the story. And we all live in stories. It's so interesting. Like our perception of life, a lot of it comes down to the stories that we tell ourselves. And the stories we tell ourselves is the meaning that we attach to the facts. What was the facts? The facts were, I was sick. I had a cold. I don't know what exactly it was. Something like that. I had some sort of sickness. That was the facts. That was it. Above and beyond that, we start to project things into our life. And that projection or story will dictate how we feel. It will dictate our actions that we take, and it will dictate our future. And so it's really important that when negative things happen, that we don't attach, or when things happen, we don't attach negativity to them. It's like, I'm sick. Okay, perfect. That's the facts. The facts are I'm sick. I don't need to make it worse by saying I'm sick, so insert negative story. The facts are I'm sick. Now, the better thing to do is, okay, how can this serve me? And then you create a story that's like going to serve you. Oh, you know what? The story that's going to serve me is I'm going to wake up and I'm going to feel better tomorrow. What's a good story? I'm sick. This is testing me to see to test my will, to see how determined I am to really hit my goals. That's the story that I'd be serving. So my friends, my question for you is, what negative story have you been attaching to a fact? And my invitation to you is this: how can you shift that to have a positive story instead of a negative story. My friends, that's what I have for you today. Be positive and confident in all that you do. And most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love.